It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, October 18th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Once again, the Defender Conference has launched. It is online now. And once again, sadly, the notification email did not send. Apparently, there's a feature with that system that I am not yet familiar with. So, but know that it is online. You can access it now, defenderconference.com. Click through the link. If you've registered, that'll take you to the page where you can access all of the video content through January 15th. We'll talk more about that at the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, cold winter. It may be for us here in the United States. We're trying to keep our energy bills low this winter. The Energy Information Administration is warning that much higher heating bills are on the horizon for Americans. We've seen natural gas prices in Europe spiking over the last few weeks, but here in the U.S., things have not been quite so bad, we thought. But according to the IEA's October Winter Fuels Outlook, nearly half of American households that warm their homes with mainly natural gas this winter can expect to spend about 30% more on the bills compared to last year. The agency added that if winter is 10% colder, and it does appear we are headed for a colder than average winter, bills might be as much as 50% higher than a year ago. If winter is about 10% warmer, the bills will still be about 22% higher than a year ago. So even if energy use is down because the cost of natural gas is spiking here in the U.S. now, energy costs for heating our homes this winter will be significantly higher than they were just a year ago. The IEA is projecting that American households will spend more on energy this winter due to the soaring energy prices. Natural gas futures hit a 7-year high last week. In addition, propane costs forecast to rise by 54%, heating oil costs raising by 43%. Hey, canceling that Keystone pipeline sounds like a really good policy move right now, doesn't it, President Biden? Topic number 4. What can possibly go wrong? I'm feeling a little snarky today, forgive me. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, has announced a new project that, in their words, will build better preparedness for future global health threats. This new program is called the Discovery and Exploration of Emerging Pathogens, Viral Zoonoses, which is a clever way to arrive at the acronym Deep Vision, VZN, Deep Vision. This is a 5-year program estimated to cost $125 million to strengthen global capacity to detect and understand the risks of viral spillover from wildlife to humans. Kind of like, you know, viruses transmitted from bats to humans. The plan, which will be headquartered at Washington State University, includes Washington, or the University of Washington, and Washington University in St. Louis, which is not part of the University of Washington system. It's just named for George. They plan to go to places in the world where humans have contact with animals and can catch viruses from said animals, and expand on previous work, again, these are their words, by significantly scaling up USAID's efforts to understand where, when, and how viruses spill over from animals to humans. Now, forgive me for being a little conspiratorial here, but history shows that the conspiracy theory model of understanding history is actually more accurate and predictive than the coincidence theory model of understanding history. Setting aside the current consequences that we are still dealing with from the viral spillover from a bat coronavirus enhanced at a lab in Wuhan with funding from the National Institutes of Health under the direction of Dr. Anthony Fauci, what could possibly go wrong from USAID being involved in similar research here inside the United States? Given the fact that USAID has a long history of fronting for the Central Intelligence Agency, my seamer is going off. Seamer, that's, you know, when something doesn't seem right. Yeah, my seamer is tingling like crazy with this new Deep Vision project. Topic number 3, that leads to vaccine mandates, which, as we told you, are not just affecting military readiness, they're affecting first responders and thus public safety here inside the United States. The American Ambulance Association warned House and Senate leaders last week that the nation's emergency management system, EMS system, is facing a crippling workforce shortage, a long-term problem that's been building for more than a decade. It threatens to undermine our emergency 911 infrastructure and deserves urgent attention by Congress. Now, what's making the EMS labor shortage even more acute, making it worse, is President Biden's vaccine mandate. First responders around the country are quitting because they don't want the jab, and they've realized that with their skills, their unique skill sets, they can transfer to other high-paying jobs. The pushback against vaccine mandates, not just with EMS personnel, emergency medical systems, not management system, emergency medical systems, hundreds of firefighters in Los Angeles have filed a notice to sue the city over its vaccine mandate, and L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva has refused to enforce the mandate among his staff, saying that if he did, he'd lose up to 10% of his workforce. Again, losing police officers, losing firefighters, losing EMTs and 911 operators and dispatchers because they don't want the vaccine. Who will back down? We pray it's the government because, again, the already fragile 911 system threatens to break because of this vaccine mandate. What is the greater threat to public health and safety here? The loss of critical first responders? Or a disease, a virus that's already been shown through 18 months of data, the science, trademark, that is 99.7% survivable? Topic number two, a father's rage. The Virginia father, who was arrested at a school board meeting in Loudoun County, Virginia, while protesting its proposed transgender policies, after claiming that his daughter was raped in a girl's bathroom by a boy wearing a skirt, is slamming Attorney General Merrick Garland for threatening parents who protest school boards. We've talked about that recently. Scott Smith appeared on the Ingram Angle on the Fox News channel, spoke out after he was photographed, videoed, being dragged out of a school board meeting in Leesburg, Virginia in June, and painted by progressives as a deranged right-wing transphobic bigot. Well, Smith had right to be concerned. He told Laura Ingram his daughter was sexually assaulted at Stonebridge High School May 28th by a boy wearing a skirt who took advantage of the school's transgender policy to get into the girl's bathroom, where he assaulted his daughter, Smith's daughter, that is. And Smith has slammed Attorney General Merrick Garland for clamping down on protests by asking the FBI to investigate and prosecute parents deemed to be threatening towards school board members. This order from Garland was in response to a request from the National School Board Association to President Biden, asking him to protect them from angry parents who are complaining about not just transgender policies, but also vaccine and mask mandates, the teaching of critical race theory, and more. The sheriff's office in Loudoun County, by the way, confirms that a 14-year-old boy was arrested for that assault on May 28th. And last week, there was another alleged assault at Broad Run High School in Loudoun County that led to an arrest, and prosecutors have confirmed it's the same boy. And now parents are calling for the job of Loudoun County Public School Superintendent. They want him fired because that boy, charged with sexual assault after the May 28th incident, was allowed to transfer to another school where he has now allegedly committed another sexual assault by taking advantage of the school's transgender policies. Our daughter, thankfully, is beyond the age where she needs to be in a school. But the way things are with our public schools in America today, I can tell you with 100% certainty, she would not be in a public school right now in America. Come out of her, my people. Protest, if you will, but be aware that under the Biden administration, if you do, the FBI may come calling. Coming up, California, here I... Wait. No, I'm not coming there. I'll tell you why next on 5 and 10. Commander Fravor and his colleagues saw something. It's just we don't know what it is. They didn't know what it is either, but the way the narrative has been spun to us now, it's not of this earth. Okay, well, yeah, maybe.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion. DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. with the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ. Your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, what is wrong with California's government? Well, that's a rhetorical question. California is soon going to ban the sale of new gas-powered lawn equipment, leaf blowers, lawn mowers, and so on, edgers, trimmers. This is intended to curb emissions from these small engines. Governor Gavin Newsom signed this order last week, Saturday, orders state regulators to ban the sale of new gas-powered equipment using small off-road engines. This is a category that includes lawn equipment, pressure washers, and generators. Generators? In a state with the problems that the electric grid in California has? California Air Resources Board has already started working on a rule to do this. It may apply this new rule as early as 2024. Newsom has also signed orders ordering regulators to offer rebates for people to change out their equipment. This is aimed at pacifying landscaping businesses who clearly depend on equipment powered by these small gasoline engines. Well, at the same time that he's doing this, Gavin Newsom has signed Senate Bill 9 into effect. He did this just 2 days after surviving the recall vote. By legalizing duplexes statewide and allowing people to subdivide single-family lots, in cities, Senate Bill 9 effectively ends single-family zoning in a state of 40 million people, a state with chronic water shortages of 40 million people. Cities now have lost most of their power to prevent backyard units from being built. State legislators have tried to speed up construction now of these multifamily units by reducing development fees, requiring cities to permit them within a few weeks, and prohibiting local governments from requiring dedicated parking spots for these new dwellings. Last year, San Diego City Council voted unanimously to expand on state laws, allowing bonus units, sometimes as many as a half dozen per lot, as long as several of them are set aside for moderate income households. Now, again, I will point out, California has chronic water shortages already, and yet it's drawing more people due to its very generous social safety net policies. You don't even need to be a citizen of the United States to qualify in many cases. And now it's jamming more people into overcrowded places like Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco. To borrow a phrase from our friend, Pastor Paul Begley, are you serious? What is going on in California? Maybe this is 11-dimensional chess that I just don't comprehend. Maybe this is Gavin Newsom's cunning plan to eliminate the need for small gasoline-powered engines by eliminating lawns altogether. If we just build multifamily dwellings in every patch of grass in California, we can eliminate the emissions problem and save the world from global warming. Somehow, I don't think that's it. Thank God for Missouri. Well, the SkyWatch TV Defender Conference, as I mentioned, is online now. Again, I apologize that the email blast that I thought was going to go out when everything went live at midnight Friday morning did not go out. I checked my junk mail folders. It's not there. I don't know what I did wrong, but anyway, it is online now. It will be online for 90 days. Please take advantage of it now. If you signed up, don't wait. Get in there. Start binge watching. You've got more than two dozen speakers with brand new presentations, plus the world premiere of the documentary film on the alien disclosure deception, hence the title of the film, The Great Delusion, which features interviews with Chuck Missler, Chris Putnam, Noah Hutchings. All three have gone home to be with the Lord. In fact, these interviews never before seen. Also included, Nick Pope, former UK Ministry of Defense and insider. L.A. Marzulli, who's been warning about the alien gospel for years. Timothy Alberino, Tom Horn, yours truly. My claim, just a lot of research into the book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, about the occult underpinnings of the modern ancient aliens movement. In fact, one of my presentations for the virtual conference is on that very topic. Much, much more. Dr. Judd Burton doing a great presentation on vampires, a biblical view at vampires. Very timely for this October Halloween season. Joe Jordan, co-founder and president of CE4 Research Group on the spiritual deception of the alien abduction movement. Guy Malone, is Bitcoin the mark of the beast? The answer might surprise you. Much, much more. These are still available through January 15th. It's not too late to sign up. You can do so online at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. Our Israel tour coming up in March of 2022, the search for the travelers being the term applied by the ancient Canaanites to the spirits of the Rephaim. In other words, the mighty men who were of old, the men of renown from Genesis chapter 6. We will take you on a tour of Israel like no other. Sharon and me, alongside Donna Howell and Allie Henson, our colleagues from SkyWatch TV, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who will be here in the Ozarks in just a couple of weeks. We will take you around Israel and show you all the sites you want to see, plus some historical facts that sites that are not on the usual tours, like the actual historical location of the crucifixion and the burial tomb of Jesus, Gilgal Rephaim, the Stonehenge of the Middle East. And if you take the three-day extension over to Jordan, we will show you the Valley of the Travelers, prophesied by Ezekiel in the War of Gog and Magog. It is where that war will end. You can see it from Mount Nebo. That and more. You'll get complete information, a breakdown of cost and sample itinerary online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. We're in the middle of our four-week series on the new book by Josh Peck, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, about the Essenes and what they saw coming in the final age of man. They believed the final jubilee would start in 2025. Josh Peck, Dr. Ken Johnson, who's done some just incredible research on the Dead Sea Scrolls, they joined Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the SkyWatch investigative team. Our broadcast program goes out over the air around the world, and you can find that broadcast schedule online at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you have the SkyWatch TV channel for Roku or Apple TV, we will broadcast on your schedule. It's whenever you pick up the remote and click the button. The advantage, too, is that you get those broadcast shows a couple of days early. They're released to our network affiliates on Sundays, but we release the new programs on Thursdays. You get a few days head start. Of course, you also get that head start and other bonus content by downloading the free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. The smartphone app, the tablet app, gives you all of our video content for all of our programs. The broadcast show, the women's program, Simply His, our Return to Eden health program, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Unraveling Revelation, these daily news updates, all of that with you wherever you go, as long as you've got an internet connection. And if you've got a modern smart TV, you can cast the video to your smartphone or TV if it's compatible with Chromecast, which is Google's format, and Apple's AirPlay. We've got some information on that at the website, skywatchtv.com, along with a link to all of those app stores. So make it easy to bring it right into your smartphone or tablet and bypass the gatekeepers of big tech. We thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.